think you're a great idea.
Yeah.
Get you, when you're not employed, like, get you out of the house and get you done. And meet you, helps you meet other people in as well.
Yeah.
People around their own age and other people older than you then as well.
If you isolate yourself, you're going to run like a zombie. So you have to get out and meet people, do you know what I mean? And this thing is very good.
People did as well, which is most important.
Yeah.
Get you out of your home in the morning if you're bored. Don't bore them.
So you get to do other things apart from the men's shed, you know?
Like, for example?
You get to do art and you get to do
carpentry.
Lots of things like the cooking as well that you're doing at the moment.
They're talking about a new phenomenon that's spreading across Ireland, that of men sheds. These sheds are basically a type of club aimed at getting unemployed and retired men to open up and talk about their problems, which Irish men have long avoided. The name shed is derived from their Australian roots, where many of the original groups actually met in sheds and garages. How they differ from the usual sit-in-a-circle approach of traditional discussion groups is that they're actually more of a workplace than anything else. Most of the sheds have tools, equipment, and supplies that the men can use to build stuff. Build almost anything, in fact. Traveling around between sheds, you can find anything from stained glass windows to traditional Irish boats.
We meet every Thursday, which would be our social part of it, but our activity parts were actually broken into two groups. On a Monday, we do a cooking program, which you actually saw a demonstration of.
Uh-huh.
And on a Thursday night as well, the lads do a carpentry. And then on a Friday morning, then, which I'm in charge of, we do a boat project then.
That's Thomas Mulready, one of the coordinators for the South Hill Men Shed. Basically, the bottom line is that there's somewhere to go for men who are otherwise isolated because of unemployment or retirement, or early retirement because of unemployment. And it's that isolation which causes most of the health problems. A 2011 report linking unemployment and mental health found that social isolation is one of the leading factors in the deterioration of one's mental health.
I think it is very much about the connectedness, the societal, the social demands of work that are really important in providing you with a sense of identity, sense of self, and then that carrying through to, depending on the job you have, like incorporating self-esteem and giving you a sense of place in the world.
That was Owen Metcalf of the Institute of Public Health in Ireland. Ireland is currently one of only three countries directly taking this approach. Yet many countries worldwide face similar problems amongst their male workforce. Across the globe, one can find stories linking depression and suicide with the recession. And though the real benefits of men's sheds have yet to be studied, traveling around, talking to the members, one can't help notice the newfound energy